last New Year's Day, we had a fight. And on the day before, and then we fought straight along for 3 or 4 days or more. Old Bragg, he called his men to line, and he told them they must hold Stone River and the country around, or else that they'd be sold. Hardy was in the cedar swamp that lie just on the right. Our general had his men in line all ready for the fight. When General Johnson saw their force, he told his men to run. He said that it was in vain to fight, them rebels 10-1. But when Rosecrans saw their scheme, he understood their plot, and reinforced General Van Cleve's and made them rebels hot. I never will forget that day. The ground all stained with blood, when hundreds of gallant men lie weltering in the mud. We fought them full 5 hours or more. Them rebels would not yield until our dead and wounded men lie piled upon the field. They swore they would not leave the field, and Breckinridge rode in. He took advantage of the night while everything was still, and he bravely dashed into the fight, and there fell General Sills. In wild confusion, they left the ground. Stone River they plunged through, and they never stopped to look around for Yankees as they flew. I used to sing that. There's an old Colonel Perry in that, right in that fight, and he shot old General Sills. And I used to sing that song to him. He rode up on me one day of singing it right out in the woods, you know, and he made me sing it all to him. And every time I'd pass there then, he'd want me to sing that to him. And I'd sing it, and when I'd sing it to him, he'd say, "I'm the first goddamn man that shot him," and his back veins would get as big as your fist, arm. Yeah, he'd say it that way. He'd say, "I'm the very goddamn man that shot him." When I'd come over that part of it, there fell General Sills. He'd say, "Yes, and I'm the very damn man that shot him," and his neck veins would get big round, that big round. Boy, they'd risk. His old man's 85 or 90 years old.